Hello listener, I am the internet. What you are about to listen to will be filled with pop culture, mumblings, random fits of rage, and non-stop laughs. Please buckle up and enjoy the ride. You are now on the internet with Seth and Katrina. Using my incredible power, I am bringing you this program live via streaming high-definition video every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. I want to hear from you. Call or text at any time during the show using the phone number 505-750-0304. On the Internet is brought to you exclusively by Duo and is sponsored by Seth's Divorce and Cameron's belief in the sanctity of marriage. May love endure all things, even in Detroit. And now, here's Seth and Katrina.
Wow.
Well.
Wow.
Welcome to On the Internet. It's the show.
That's on the internet.
That's on the internet.
And it actually is on the internet this week. Unlike last week.
It actually is. Katrina needs to be turned up a tad bit.
I do.
I can't hear Katrina.
Quiet.
And until we hear her, she will.
Loud and clear.
She will keep throwing in awkward sentences until.
And it won't make sense.
It won't.
None of it will be.
Like, there was a dog outside today. Like, Katrina, are you just testing your microphone?
Or she'll hit her mic and be like, is this on?
Yeah, exactly. Hello?
That's how I work.
Hello? I haven't talked in 5 minutes. Trevor, come back. We miss you. We want you back, Trevor.
It will never happen.
We want you.
He's abandoned you forever.
Yeah. Well, anyway, welcome to On the Internet. We're live.
Actually live for the first time in 2 weeks.
I would tell you to check us out every week, but
it hasn't been going so
well. And Christmas is around the corner and the New Year's.
We're
going to
take taking the next 2 weeks off. So
that's okay.
It feels a little
unnecessary. We debated a New Year's, but...
Yeah, but now I'm out of town, so that debate is also...
Obviously.
It's been
it's
officially
over.
Settled.
No, I was going to be out of town, and obviously I'm the most important
one. Of course.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. We had to have Chris here, so we had to cancel the show.
Yep.
That was the deciding factor. But anyway, in 2 weeks, you can come back and watch us live every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central, and... otherwise, if you, for some reason, can't watch the live stream, for which there is no excuse.
None.
Is there an excuse? Think of an excuse.
No.
No excuse whatsoever.
We went through it for the first, 6 weeks. I'm over it. No excuse.
There's no excuse. No, none at all. Then you can watch the show, or listen to the show on Thursday at Duo.com. If you must. But
if you want to watch it twice.
Yeah. This is episode 8, which means that there's 92 episodes left, so we have to change the name of the show.
Yeah.
Keep Katrina around.
Pretty
and
something like that.
Yeah, it's the last episode of this year.
Woo!
Yeah. I can't tell if that's joy or sadness.
No, it was sarcasm.
Woo. Your sarcastic face looks a lot like your I don't care face.
I don't care. That's really what it was.
It's kind of sad. I don't know.
That's not surprising.
I don't know how I feel about that. Well, let's get right down to it. Everybody's been asking and they want to know, where is Matthew tonight?
I didn't care.
And
I did ask, though.
He is at the
hospital dying.
Well,
it's possible.
Last I checked, he was at the premiere of The Hobbit.
He could be dying in the middle of the premiere of The Hobbit, though.
That would be epic.
Last I saw, he was at the premiere of The Hobbit in Wichita in their IMAX theater. So,
by himself, like I said.
Because he spends his money so wisely.
Yeah, it's...
Why can't I ever have money?
Is that your Matthew impression?
Yeah.
It's kind of good.
It's beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
I like it.
Oh, thanks.
It was actually...
I put so much effort into that.
I know. It sounded so well researched and...
Practiced.
Uh-huh.
Definitely.
Uh-huh.
That's how I work.
Yeah.
Always. Always prepared. That's me.
So... I'm used to looking over here.
I know. I keep trying to watch myself because I'm always looking at you and I can see myself in the background. So really, I'm looking at myself and now I see Cameron's head.
It's kind of strange, to be honest with you. Like,
I know.
I guess.
And my thought too was we have
our engineer just left.
Where do you think he went?
He's on a phone call.
See in the world, deuces.
Okay,
what are we doing? No, stop. Wait. Whatever.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Anyway. My only thing is with this setup is...
See if he notices.
If we ever actually have an audience,
yeah,
they will be in the shot. So we'll see all their hooligans, all the miscreants.
The point of changing this around was, one, even though we can't during our show because it's at night and these turn into mirrors, we can now look out our windows.
And I can be distracted. That's great for me. That's great.
Yeah, that's why I closed them tonight. We wouldn't have to worry about that.
So but then what's the point?
Yeah, and we have pretty pictures back here. And
but you only see half of them.
Well, that's it's better than blinds, which is what we saw before.
Blinds.
It only means.
Blech.
I have Jewish cheeks, okay? Don't hate.
They just flap.
That was a squirrel.
The thing was, I guess, for whatever reason, I thought that when we were going to rearrange, somehow, out of my own idiocracy, I thought these tables were going to move closer to that wall.
Oh.
The wall behind me.
I kind of thought that as well.
So then the audience would
be in front of us, in front of the windows that we would be looking out. But that would require moving all of this back 2 feet.
Well, I didn't like looking at the audience.
Yeah, I know.
Because they actually are distracting.
Which they're going to be just as distracting in the background and to everyone else, really. The whole point of you moving was so that you were not there in the shot.
Should I turn off that monitor? Is it distracting you?
No, because then I'm out of then I'm not being watched.
Well, just because the monitor's off doesn't mean the live stream isn't on.
Yeah, but then people can't see me.
They can't.
You just can't see me.
Oh, that. No. I still like to see myself. I'm narcissistic like that.
Oh, we know.
She's so confused.
I just said a minute ago that I like to look at you, but really in the background I'm looking at myself.
Well,
in the monitor.
I can't see anything but the top half of that monitor because I have my soundboard here. You know, it has
well,
things
that
like
picture
this.
Actually comes out better. Oh, I can't see that work. One. I see the tiny S one on
we
that
don't,
one.
We do talk about that.
Really?
Those are the things on my soundboard I have. And need.
I know.
So I can only see Chris's head.
I can't see it now.
Us.
I can see me.
Of course you can.
Cool. I can see me now.
Just why don't you look at that like one? That. See the tiny, tiny picture of you right there.
Right over here, you mean?
Right there.
Yeah.
That one.
I can't really make
I know.
Out my
it's
face.
Awful. That's the only thing I can watch. I don't like it. Fix that.
Well, if we had an engineer, we.
I know. We could be like, hey, let's do
but
some work.
He just apparently abandoned.
Anyway, so I guess we should maybe talk about like what we're going to talk about.
Also,
tonight.
Now, well, first of all, while we're still on this subject.
Okay, fine.
Now that I'm really staring at our video feed,
no.
Our Twitter handle is wrong on this video. We are not at OTI Show, we're at OT Internet.
I thought that last week or but then I was afraid to say it because I wasn't sure.
What's that word she made up?
It was a real word. It was just
what
French.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Because it wasn't real.
It wasn't a real
it was.
Word.
It was.
Salad.
Yeah. I mean, that's like me going, oh, that's a real word in Swahili.
It was a real word in French.
Oh, I bet it was. And so was.
Was it impossible? Or
yeah.
It was impasse.
Impasse!
That's what it was. It
which is a real it. Word in French.
Sure it is.
Yeah, well, here in America, we speak English.
Okay,
we
me
speak
and Katrina
American.
Both just said here in America at the same time, which means we have both been spending too much time together.
When really, we spent a year apart.
We
and
did.
We're still the
and
same.
And we still only see each other once a week. We literally barely see each other.
Yeah, we only see each other to do this, and then we go our separate ways.
But our hatred for the French unites us. That's what it is.
Katrina also hates the Jews.
Seriously, I can't stop
I hate
looking
everyone.
Over there. Well, I usually see you during this show. And like my body language, I'm like bent now. I can only look this direction when I should be now looking this direction.
No, no, it's weird.
It is.
That's why I almost feel like you and I should switch, but then you can't do that because of where this microphone is in relation to Chris, and then Chris would have to move, and that shifts everything, and that's just
not
okay.
Oh, Chris got a lot closer to you.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of weird.
We're not sure how we like this. Because she's like right, like
I
I'm
can,
touching
like,
her right now. Like we're both
now.
Like, but yeah. No one can see this. It looks like we're so far apart. When in reality, I am touching her right now. I am touching her right now. We are right beside each other. Honestly, those two camera views should be switched so it actually looks like we're touching. Yeah, so it looks the way it's set up.
I can do that.
Oh, you're gonna be in it. Wait, how's the show gonna go if you're not here? What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?
You'll have to talk.
I have to talk to Chris.
Hey, I've been agreeing with you lately. You should like
true.
To talk to me.
I know. How's work, dare I ask? No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Let's not go there.
Yeah.
You had a bachelorette party. Did she open your gift?
Not while I was there, but I got a thank you note in the mail today. And she said she liked it. It was cute.
Did she? Oh, okay. I didn't know if she like called you about it or.
Oh, no. She
okay, so for the audience, what did you get her?
I got her a lace cami and then like lace underwear.
Why?
Because she does not like thongs.
Why?
I don't know.
That was more for like because she's getting. I did say bachelor party. Never mind. Sorry. Okay, you're back.
I was.
Oh, you fixed it.
Yeah.
That looks weird.
Yeah, I know. Now
it's like we're shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
It's like.
Well,
and
now,
there's so much space on her other side. It's like so much space.
Well, Mark should go sit over there.
No.
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 I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
Because people would have to see him.
That's true. Well, they can see him right now.
It's not his show. It's my show.
They just...
Katrina only cares about
herself. I just realized if we hadn't mentioned that he was here, people watching the live stream
would have
only,
no idea who
they would just assume there was a hobo eating chips in the background of
that
our video.
That waved idiotically like, hey, look at me.
he's still just eating.
He's hiding. He doesn't want to be seen.
Well, and it's not the greatest resolution because it's half the size. It's like, and you can't really make out any details.
He's all black anyway.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, kind of like you.
He said something about black people, which I hope wasn't bad.
Probably not.
I don't really know.
Not as bad as what I would say.
Cameron has one rule, but he's not here to enforce it, so we should go crazy.
There's no rules.
There's no rules. It's anarchy all up in here right now.
I'm so confused where he went. What?
I heard him answer the phone.
He's still on a phone call.
But
he's
what
on.
Call could be that important?
Let's see.
He's got other jobs, right?
But is it, really. Jobs? It's Seth is his boss.
No, not really.
Does he have a booty call coming up?
Well, he's not in here, so I'll tell you this.
No!
We were talking at work like men do in the office.
He's got a girl.
There were three of us men, and we were talking about the last time we had got laid.
Ooh.
And the three of us all got laid yesterday, and it was a big deal because that never happens. Two of us are in relationships. Of course, Cameron, he's just having sex with everything that moves. So I asked him if it was Latina Lover, who's kind of, you know,
his main squeeze right now. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. It's a girl he met on Tinder.
He's a Tinder man?
The day before.
Well, that sounds like Cameron.
And she's already sent him pictures of her sex toys that
she doesn't have herpes.
She plans on using with him tonight. And they've been texting this entire time before the show.
But then why would you call someone?
I couldn't imagine that he would talk to her on the phone, though.
No. Because, I mean, obviously this is going to be like a one and done.
He said she had a vibrating cock ring.
Thanks, Chris.
And it plugged in.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah. He should just do his Kegels like everyone else here.
Exactly.
That's right. That's the way it works.
Uh-huh.
Well.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we should probably brush on your weekend at some point.
Nah.
I mean,
people don't want to know.
Well, they already know.
No, they don't.
Well, first of all,
you did put it on Twitter, but no one knows.
I think I was probably the first person to, the last person to know because I have you blocked on Facebook. And I had to explicitly go to your page to find out.
You mean just like so I don't show up in your newsfeed?
Yeah, you just don't show up in my newsfeed.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I didn't know until Cameron. Cameron, how I found out was in our duo partner's Facebook chat. He said, hey, guys, we should probably post something about Katrina's engagement. And I was like,
what?
Katrina's engaged? He's like, yeah, there's like 100 Facebook photos.
There were only 18.
And then Chris was in the shower, and I was like, Chris!
Yeah, it was really weird.
Katrina's engaged! And she's like, what, did Mark propose on the phone? And I'm like, he's here!
I was really confused.
And he has a beard!
I was too! It's really great.
All right, well, let's get into it. Just tell us about how it happened.
You want really first segment? We're gonna do it.
Why not? What's the difference?
We never do. I'm so.
All right, well, let's not do it then.
Okay. Nope. So what else are we gonna talk about?
Now let's see here. We got talk about terrorism. Talk about John Hopkins. Talk about maps.
Maps. That distinctly says war plans.
It does, doesn't it?
And you're just like maps.
Well, I was gonna say war plans. That seemed a little more ambiguous in the story, actually. Yeah. about how men are dumber than women. And
okay, fine. I'll tell you the
story. See, we got nothing, really.
I know. That's where, like, maybe we should save this for the end, but it's not really great.
No,
so.
We'll pad it.
For the only good part of the show, let me fill you in on my weekend. So, Mark came down, and I got engaged.
I got tattooed up across.
I said that. No, I don't even know where to start. So,
at the beginning.
About a month or so ago.
Thanks, Chris.
I'm trying to figure out where the beginning is, because about a month or so ago.
Well, the beginning was the Big Bang. That created the universe as we know it. It sounded just like that. That was an actual recording that we had. We debuted that. Now we're going to send that to NASA.
From forever ago. Yeah. Anyway. So about a month ago, before Thanksgiving, my cousin said, hey, I need to get some Christmas shopping done. Would you want to come with me and help me with Peyton, which is her 3-year-old daughter?
Okay.
I was like, yeah,
which
sure.
I saw 100 Snapchats of.
Yes. I know, right? Yeah. She was using chopsticks. She's 3. Anyway, so I thought that was cool. I've never seen a 3-year-old with chopsticks using them properly.
Can you use chopsticks properly?
No, I cannot.
So that's what you were mad about.
Yes.
Sorry, Chris can't either.
Actually,
I can't.
To be fair, I can. But
are you like Chris
not
when
not
she
at Who Hut? I'm
when
not gonna.
She, when she's like, grabs two pieces of chicken. It's just like, never mind. And then he gets out a fork. Are you like that? Or do you actually eat your entire meal with them?
I do, but not at Hoo-Hut. I do sushi with it, but I can't do noodles and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's not
I can do rice.
I can do sushi.
I love chopsticks.
I can do rice.
I love chopsticks.
Anyway, so... And she had to forewarn me that there's a gift she really wanted, but it's probably not going to be in Manhattan. We'd have to go to Topeka.
Okay.
Okay.
What is it? She just said a gift.
Well, I didn't even ask her what it was. That's how oblivious I didn't even ask her. I was like, okay, sure, that makes sense. I mean, not everything is in Manhattan.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
Cool.
I mean, so, I would never go to Topeka for any reason, but...
Anyway, I know. You'd rather go to Wichita.
KC all the way.
So... So we go, we're shopping, it was a great day, and we got ice cream, and then we were on our way to Topeka.
Okay.
And she was just like, oh, I realize I've got my camera in the car. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then later she was just like, yeah, so my grandma and I would always go Christmas shopping, and we'd always stop at the Concept Prairie, and I'd really like to take a picture to put in the house, because she just got a new house. And I was just like, okay. And
at what point were you like, God, is this trip ever going to be over?
No, because this is only like... 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
So she's just cramming all of these details into like...
No, like this was like between places. Like this was like at Hobby Lobby before we went to...
So she's doing a good job
of being... She's just real subtle.
Real subtle hints. Okay.
She asked me a month ago to go shopping.
And meanwhile, Mark's in the Concert Prairie just shivering.
No, he was driving in Kansas City at that time.
Where are those girls at?
No, he's in Kansas City.
There's freaking prairie out here. It's cold.
So as we were getting close to the Kanza, I was just like, well, it's not really that pretty. Like, are you sure? Yeah. Why not wait till it's springtime?
It looks like crap out here. It's December.
And she's like, no, this is always the time frame when we...
Earthquake!
This is always the time when we would see it, so I'm just going to take a picture of it then. I was like, okay.
No, we always saw it on December the 13th. It's just, it's always this weather.
Again, I told you, I was completely oblivious. Like, it was so stupid.
Does it surprise you that Katrina was completely oblivious?
No.
And so
she's probably on her phone the entire time.
No, I wasn't.
I bet she was.
I was not.
I bet she was.
I was on my phone taking pictures of Peyton.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Anyway, so we're up there and we're looking at pictures, and then Peyton wanted the camera, so I'm taking a picture with Sarah, and the 3-year-old is the one taking my picture, and I see these two people in the background. No idea who they are. I didn't pay attention. All I saw was a beard and was like, okay, whatever, these two yahoos. And as they get closer, Sarah asks me,
are they a yahoo because of the beard or just because they exist?
That's really all I saw was the beard.
So you're just like, oh, look at this bum.
Whatever, no big deal. And Sarah was like, who is that? And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I don't freaking know. What do you know? And so I look and I'm just like, no. Like, I lost all vocabulary. My only word was no. And I was like, what are you doing here? I'm just like, I'm shopping right now.
So you were confused that Mark was there?
Yep.
So what was the photo of?
What do you mean?
Like, what was the photo that you actually saw? Like, what was it?
What photo?
Oh, I'm so
we
confused.
Were going to take a photo.
But what did
the
little girl have to do with the camera?
She just happened to have it. So as I'm Sarah taking a picture, I see him in the background coming forward.
Gotcha.
And then she kind of steps away because Peyton was having trouble with the camera, ironically enough. And... then that's when Sarah was like, hey, who is
that? Did he, like, come up behind you?
No, he was, like, in front of me, like, 100 feet, like,
just saw the
walking
beer.
Towards me. Hadn't.
You probably shouldn't marry him if that's the case. You don't recognize him until he's in your face.
Well, I didn't recognize him until he got, like, from each corner.
That's 10 feet.
Yep. He has a beard. I don't know who you are. I don't know. Go away.
Okay. All right.
So, anyway, so...
Mark, make sure you always are within 10 feet of her, or she will get lost and find anyone else with a beard and assume
it's
you.
Gonna say.
Are you Mark? Are you? You have a beard. Yes. Let's go back to the house. I'm tired.
Your name is Mark now.
I'm done with this. Answer to Mark.
Can we go home? Anyway, so...
I need to put on my purple pants.
So, he gets up there, and he does his whole... cutesy spiel and ask me to marry him.
Is it traditional?
And I'm crying. Huh?
Is it traditional?
Yes.
It's not like Katrina when I was in Detroit the other day.
Oh, no.
I don't even know where to go with this.
Exactly.
I was going to try to do a lot of Detroit puns, but I can't think of
this
anything
honestly,
but about dogs and
guns. If I wanted him on the show, this is where I would say he should pop in and explain this better. But he did the spiel about how...
Whatever you're going to say now will probably hurt his feelings. Because,
well, in that case, let me continue.
Yeah, I know, because like whatever you're going to say is not going to be as good as he had hoped it would be.
I know.
So he just like got down on one knee.
No,
like, hey,
he had a spiel beforehand. He even had flowers in his hand, which I did not see from far away.
You didn't see him from far away, so that makes sense.
Okay, I didn't acknowledge him until he was like 20 feet, because I was just like, oh, there's people here, whatever, like...
I'm
hanging out with my cousins right now. Yeah. Go away, strangers.
Well, in a college town in the middle of nowhere, you kind of try not to make eye contact with the weirdos.
Exactly. And who else would be coming up to me, weirdos?
That's right.
So anyway,
Are you glad you dressed up that day?
I was so dressed up.
I know. Like, you looked like you were ready for photos.
No. Because I didn't even put on my eyeliner.
Well, you didn't look like this.
Oh, thanks. Well, I did distinctly put on my contacts, and I did, looking back, I was like, I'm glad I did that.
Yeah.
Because as you see, I'm not. Winter comes on, I get lazy, I'm just like... Glasses.
You weren't in show mode, you were in I have people to impress still mode.
It was just, I want to look cute and have fun.
Yeah.
I'm going shopping.
Okay.
So...
Not doing a radio show. Yeah.
No.
Because who cares about that?
Exactly.
I'm wearing pajama pants.
No one sees me.
I'm not even wearing shoes. This is...
I'm not
we're
either.
All hobos.
I'm wearing flip-flops with my... pajama pants.
That's
great.
Because
I couldn't find shoes.
Are you wearing a shirt under that hoodie?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Well, at least she got that far.
I am too.
I don't need to see.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, she's naked.
We both.
She's naked under those
naked.
Clothes.
We just saw her boobs. Hope you're watching live.
But he did a spiel about how I have to ask him. But a while back, I told him he needed to figure out what he was going to do with the rest of his life.
Oh, man.
And he's
Jesus.
Like, well, I thought about it, and I want you.
I want to do you for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's not at all what he said. Yeah. I totally butchered that, which I knew I would, so whatevs. He's in the background shaking his head like, oh, my God, this is what I chose.
Lord.
This is my choice. Yeah, he's regretting that now.
Did you ever think to be like, you know, dating me or marrying me, which is... kind of dating just indefinitely
for
the rest of your life isn't exactly what I meant by figure out what to do. That's literally the same thing you're doing now, just longer. Like, maybe you should still do something with your life, but yes.
You want to tell the story better?
He's good. He said he's good. So
you should see his face right now.
What's it look like?
It's just cute and stuff.
It's cute and stuff. That's so gross.
No, he can't see it. He can't see your face. His head is covering your face.
I just see a beard wearing a hat. That's all I can see.
You don't even see the beard. I just see the red line and a black sweatshirt and a black hat. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Because I'm blind, as we've noted.
Yeah, it's more than 20 feet away. It doesn't exist.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Anyway, I cried.
Of course.
Immediately, but I just...
So you had no idea.
I had no idea. Like, if you see
the
pictures...
You didn't have any idea he was in town.
No. Okay,
let
so this,
alone
this
you
is
were
what
get
I knew.
Engaged, right?
I knew he was coming on December 27th.
Okay.
He was flying in the morning, and he was going to leave on January 8th.
Okay.
And so, almost immediately after I put the ring on my finger, we hugged, I took a step back, and I was like, but wait, when are you leaving?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And that's when he explained that he drove down.
Wow.
And... he got there, blah, 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 and he's still staying until the 8th. I'm just like,
nice.
And
saving
it took
some
me,
money.
It took me like...
Spent all the flight money on a ring.
No, he spent all the flight money on the gas down here.
Yeah, that could have been.
But, I don't know, it took me like 30 minutes, because then Sarah was like, okay, this is where I leave you. And in my head, I'm still like, wait, we were going to go to Topeka.
Yeah, it's like, just because I'm engaged don't mean we cancel all our plans. Let's go.
And she was just like, we were never going to Topeka. And I'm like... I felt so jaded. I was just like, wait. I was like, Mark can wait. I wanted Peyton done.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we left.
But what did she expect you to do? Like, just immediately go back and bone all day? Like, why did you have to cancel
no,
all your
we
plans?
No, well, she didn't really have any need to go to Topeka. There was no Topeka.
Well, there's never really a need to go to Topeka.
And there was,
if we learn anything from this scenario,
right,
it's that there's
I
no
know,
reason ever to go to
Topeka.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... we went back and we're hanging out with Tran, who was also involved. He took a video of it.
Okay.
Sarah was there for pictures, obviously. And if you see, there's one distinct picture, which is not very flattering of me, but you can just see in my face how I am like a deer in headlights. I am completely just like, what just happened?
Who is this guy?
He has a beard.
He looks
what?
So familiar, but
what
I can't place
this?
It. But he has jewelry, so I'll just start saying
We went to the movie theater... and we sat in the movie theater because they wanted to go see a movie. He needs to hang out with his friend Tran, so no big.
Sure.
And I like Tran, so anyway.
Tran is his Colby, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, yeah.
And so then I started calling
people. That's actually
people.
A compliment that he got to you first, because if I was like living abroad and I was coming to propose to Chris, but I knew Colby was there, I would swing by and pick him up.
Well, no, that's what Trey and Cam, that's what he did.
All right.
Yeah.
High five.
Yeah. We understand. Bros before hoes.
Well, then Tran drove him out there because he knew that if he came in his truck, then I would really be, then I'd be like, oh, wait.
Well, that makes sense.
What were you going to say?
I don't know. Probably not.
No.
Well, I mean, honestly, yes, because Katrina can't tell stories. But
no,
Katrina's terrible.
We're getting
at
it.
Stories.
We're getting it.
So anyway,
so far what we know,
I was still in shock until I started calling people, and then people were like, "Oh my gosh!"
So who was the first person you called and told? Because it wasn't me,
Malia.
Oh really?
But as luck would have it, every time I call her is when she does not answer her phone. So I didn't end up telling her till I got out of the movie.
Okay.
So then my first person was my grandpa.
Okay.
And then I called my dad to joke because my dad knew. My dad knew 2 months ago when Sarah knew.
Oh.
And so they knew.
Did you ever think about playing he broke up with me joke just for fun?
No, I played the whole, I can't believe you did this joke. But the funniest thing was,
people say to do that, you know, because then you get like the true reaction. Because like if you call like Malia, for example, and you're like, me and Mark broke up, and she's like, oh, thank God.
Right.
Then you know.
But that's not going to happen. Yeah. Things suck it.
No, that's now your job.
The funny part is,
get it?
My mom did not know.
I meant oral sex.
I didn't even hear you. I was focused on my thought.
Oh,
I didn't pay attention to what you said.
Yeah, my thoughts are more than 20 feet away.
I'm still trying to grasp at mine. They're like everywhere. Like, thread. Give me a bone.
I can't wait to isolate that.
I know. Right?
Thread. Give me a bone.
Exactly. No, so my mom didn't know. She knew that Mark was coming early.
Okay.
But she didn't know that he was going to propose. So I called Dad, and I was making fun of him, and he's just like, well, do you want to talk to your mom? And I was just like...
Thread, give me a phone.
And I was like, oh, you're right. Because Mom had already started telling people that he was coming down early, because when I called my uncle, he was like, oh, I heard he was coming down.
Okay.
So this is why she didn't know the full story.
Almost everyone knew he was coming down except for you. That's actually really impressive.
Well, that's why he didn't. No one told my mom.
Yeah.
What he was gonna do
because she has a big fat mouth.
And what's funny is my uncles were actually all at the house, cleaning out my grandpa's house when Mark stopped by, and so they all knew right then, or most of them knew right then, except for Mom still. And. Anyway, that's how I'm going to tell the story.
Okay.
And so I told Mom.
You can correct these facts later.
So I told Mom.
We'll have some footnotes at the end.
And I was like, Mom.
None of what Katrina said was true.
I was like, so
me and Katrina aren't even engaged.
Mark just proposed. And I was like, Mark just came and surprised me. And she's like, oh. I was like, yeah. And I was like, he asked me to marry him. Like, we're engaged. She's like, oh, you are? She's like, yeah. And he's like. He had a ring. And I was like, yeah, he had a ring. Got down on one knee and everything. She's like, what? I don't know what she said after that, but she's like, wow.
Just garbles like, right?
I don't remember at that point, which is ironic because just 2 weeks ago, she was like, well, sorry, I forgot to tell you. She was just like, are you sure you're not pushing Mark into marriage?
Oh, are you push? Did you push Mark into this?
Oh, I totally ripped his arm off. Pushed him into marriage.
Well, I mean, probably not in this incarnation, but a year ago.
Oh, absolutely.
We were talking about how everything would work out, and like marriage wasn't even on the radar really at that point.
Oh, no, it's always been on the radar.
Well, it's been on the radar that like you knew it would eventually end up there.
Right.
I don't think I knew it would be before you even graduated.
I had a feeling it was going to be this trip or sometime between now and May. So if not this trip, then somewhere around spring break. And if not,
gotcha.
By graduation, for sure.
So do you have any, like, idea of when you plan on getting married or who's moving where? Are you just going to be married but continue to live in separate places?
Yep, pretty much. That's how that works.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
He's got his life, I got mine.
Yeah.
We love each other. It's,
yeah, you get all
enduring.
The you get all the tax benefits of marriage, but none of the commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
All the monies.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
You should meet in the middle and just, like, live in Missouri somewhere.
God, no. No, never.
Pick somewhere really
random.
We're gonna
get married. It'll be 2016 because I just know how this semester went with school.
So you're gonna wait till school.
I don't want to start planning. I mean, I've already got plans, but.
So what you're really saying to all the people out there who are infatuated with Katrina?
Yeah.
There's still a chance to steal her away.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't plan on somewhere between May and August of 2016.
Yeah. The speak now or forever hold your peace, the now part is like 2 years long. So give it a shot. You never know.
Worst thing can happen is I can chop your balls off.
Yep.
I just felt like going extreme there.
You know, and if you're a creepy radio stalker, you probably don't need them anyway. So.
There's something else I was going to say, but I forgot. Doesn't matter. So, yeah. Oh, but living, it's something we're going to have to figure out. It looks like it might be here.
Well, if you got 2 years to figure it out, you know.
It might be there, too.
You don't need to. Well, let's see. We're on episode 8.
92 episodes.
We got 92 episodes left. We probably do, 45 a year? Not counting holidays, probably?
Yeah, sure. That sounds right.
So if we have 92 left divided by 42.
That gets us right to next day.
That's 2.19. So that's about 2-some years. Yeah, it's almost...
We've already established we don't do math, so I have no idea where 2.9 came from.
It's like February or March of 2016. That's where we'd end up.
Perfect.
Oh, that's like... It's almost kismet. Like, it's like fate.
She planned her wedding around the show.
Did you plan your wedding around this show?
No.
I will never tell.
She didn't.
Not a single bit.
There's no chance she could do that much math.
I don't do math.
So, it's just luck.
1 + 1, I'm done.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Where'd you get the ring at, you know?
Oh, I know that story. And I'm going to butcher that one, too.
Oh, no.
No, they have a family friend who is a jeweler, so he does it himself. So
nice. That's even better, probably, than a big box store.
He was a part of every part of the design. It looks simple, but there's actually a lot of thought behind it, so
yeah,
it's really cool.
Sure. I'm sure that's what he told you.
And
he probably just went in there and he's like, I need an engagement ring. She likes diamonds.
You
can you
she
make? And then write some talking points down for me.
Oh, it's also, and it's got words on the inside. Inscription.
Oh. Oh wow, it's got words on the inside.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's got words.
What's the inscription?
I can't read it.
What does it say? Do you know what it says?
Yes.
She can't read.
It says always and forever.
Oh well, that's them. That's typical.
It's not typical. What do you want to say? I love you.
I want to say Templeton.
Templeton.
Oh, goodness gracious.
He has no clue. He has no clue. He just looked at me like,
you know,
what the fuck?
What the fuck is Templeton? Oh, he might.
Yeah. He might remember.
He sat in on a couple episodes.
If not context clues.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The Templeton is me and Katrina's illegitimate love child.
Yep.
Or anything having to do with sex, I think, really, at this yeah. point. Because I think we bring up Templeton even when there's no chance of a baby being born.
Yeah, sometimes it's just, sex. Templeton.
Yeah. And I don't know why we called him Templeton. I assume because Templeton's a rat and it would just be hideous.
No,
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
You came up with that name. That's all I remember.
That was 4 years ago. No clue why we did that.
That was one of our first
Someone write in and tell us why we
decided Templeton. Go back in history and tell us what we did.
Yeah, someone do our work for us. But, well, we're now 12 minutes late for this break.
Oh, yay.
We don't have an engineer.
That's what I was about to mention. We actually... We can't break till he comes back.
Oh, no. You can get up and do that.
Well, here's what will have to happen. Yeah. I can hit the commercial. But then...
Do I need to push a button?
But then I have to go and turn it down. But the real problem
is when
we come back from break. Because someone has to be over there to turn us up when the commercial starts.
Well, let's go to commercial and then we'll drag him in.
Yeah, what do you think he's doing out there?
Sexting. Video.
What is
video
he doing?
Sexting.
Well, you know, when we did Seth and Colby a couple weeks ago,
yeah,
we had one segment or two segments left, about an hour of show left, and he just went home.
Yeah, and Matthew, both of them just left.
Chris
so
had to run
I
our
had to
board.
Be the engineer. I'm a terrible engineer.
She should do it.
You think
if
you
we, if
put
we
Chris
can't pull
there?
Cameron in here, she should do it.
We'll just put Chris over there on the board and just have her yell.
I can come back after
yeah,
the
she
commercial.
Could come back.
Nah,
she could.
I don't know. Someone should be over there to monitor what something goes wrong.
What not like she's gonna fix it anyway.
What if this music just keeps playing and playing and I can't stop it?
I don't know how to stop
it. I will leave.
At least there's no Nyan Cat on here anymore.
Woo!
Did you see I removed Nyan Cat for you?
I did not see that, but yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I did that
I don't
for
think you.
You
understand how much I appreciate that.
Well, that's it. When we come back...
Well, maybe have an engineer.
And I have some questions... From psychologists and marriage counselors that you should be able to answer to see if you're ready for marriage.
Question.
Yes.
Should we have Mark come on and explain, and then he can also maybe answer questions?
Oh, no, because these questions are meant for women.
Okay.
They're explicitly for women. Because
good. He can stay back there.
The man, he can do whatever he wants because that's we're men.
And you're dumb.
Well, yes, but we have all the power. It's not our fault that the world works that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna press this button. We're going to go to break.
Okay.
And then we're going to go see what Cameron is doing with his wife right now.
All
right.
So let's roll.
We'll be right back. All right, welcome back.
There's no video.
Hey,
oh,
where's
crap.
The video?
There's no video.
Right. Katrina needs
what
to be
what is
seen.
The one thing that I require in this show?
Besides being so loud.
Total and complete dominance that I always, of this show, Katrina, is what you...
My only rule. My one rule.
I go.
It's really hard to engineer your own show when your engineer stuff's over there.
Yeah, he's still not back. Our engineer is gone.
So,
he died.
Cameron.
Oh, there
he
died.
Is.
He's alive.
All right. What happened?
He died.
One thing we can talk about later.
Well, okay.
The second thing is that from now on, I'm going on a red water diet.
Oh, no.
Whatever I just ate.
Yeah, we walked down the lobby and had an experience. Yeah. A nasal experience. Yeah. Well, he does smell like spray, so. Oh, goodness. Well, welcome back to On the Internet, the place with the toilet that will never be able to be used again. And now I really want to... He just talked about his poop, so I really want to know what the thing is we can't talk about. Because most people are like, don't talk about poop.
Well, he got a phone call, so it's got to be whatever the phone call was.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Well, anyway, welcome back to On the Internet. It's On the Internet. Mark's still in the other room. Cameron's back. And, whatever. Padded fade out. Okay.
Woo!
So.
Okay, therapist questions.
Oh, you just want to jump right into therapist questions?
No.
I do want to talk about one other thing.
What?
That
sounded worse than it was supposed to.
What was that, first of all?
You sounded like you didn't quite get the word out.
I feel like I said that sentence fine.
No.
Oh. Oh.
That was important.
Oh. Did you read that?
I did.
No, did you read that?
No.
I saw people want to
Chris,
hear us.
This is why
I
you're
think.
Not part of the show meeting.
I can't read from all the way over there.
That's okay. Anyway, so I want to talk about two things.
Yeah.
One is the marriage questions, and then the second is the movie The Interview. Okay.
Right.
Do you know what's going on
yes.
with that?
Yes, I do.
Have you heard the absolute latest?
No.
They are no longer... Well, so for background, for all you people who live under rocks and have excuses to not watch us live, those people...
Those people!
People from... claiming to be from North Korea... hacked Sony Pictures and leaked a bunch of emails and then eventually made a bomb threat that they compared to 9/11 to any theater that screened the movie The Interview. They said it would be like 9/11 and basically they would kill everyone that saw the movie. And so they canceled a few screenings yesterday, but today they announced that they're not releasing the movie at all.
What? I didn't catch that part.
It's just not coming out. That broke about an hour and a half ago.
That sucks.
And not only are they not releasing it in theaters, they're not releasing it on video, on demand, Blu-ray, anywhere.
Wow.
It's just not going to see the light of day for the foreseeable future.
Give it 5 years.
Well, I think my personal opinion is that this sets a very dangerous precedent for anyone with a computer and some hacking skills to be able
who
to do...
Who doesn't like a movie,
right.
say...
Who makes unsubstantiated
I'm a bomb you.
Threats. Yeah, anonymous threats. That can change the course of a $40 million movie,
right.
if not more than that, because that doesn't include marketing costs. It's probably like $60 million worth of movie just because they posted some things to the internet in bad English.
Right. Well, I knew like before there was just a lot of controversy with how it's in bad taste, because if any other country did this against us, how appalling it would be.
But it's North Korea, right?
I'm just saying.
I mean, I don't necessarily
disagree. I'm just saying that's what the issue is. Not...
If someone wants to make the argument that it's in bad taste, and
it continues our arrogance with, like, well, this is a known, like, enemy of the United States. Why are we going to make a joke saying how we're going to kill him? Like,
I would agree it's in bad taste. I just feel like all these people that are outraged about canceling the movie and all this stuff and are like, oh, it's fine. If it was reversed, like someone said, what if, you know, someone else made a movie about we're going to kill your president? those same people would be like all up in arms.
And we'd go to war over it.
I don't think we would.
I don't think we'd go to war, but I think those people would be like, oh, that movie's in bad taste. Like,
well, think about it this way. So this is so completely take morals out of it. And
how do you do
think
that?
About it from a business perspective of like, what if Coke released a pop that, or a soda, whatever you call it, released a soda that, that you know, the Arabs didn't like. People from Saudi Arabia were offended by it. And so they, some anonymous group threatened that if Coke, if people drank Coke, they would kill you. It's that type of thing.
Right.
I don't...
Like, we live in a free society.
I agree with the... Like, I agree that
we
shouldn't cave to the threat, but I also feel like there's... You say, like, free society, but there's, like, not rules, but there's things you just don't do.
Norms. Like, social norms, but...
Niceties, almost, to other countries. Like...
But it's North Korea.
Well, I know, but...
I can guarantee you there are movies in North Korea about killing Americans. I absolutely... There's got to be.
Why would we stoop to North Korea's level?
But they're serious and we're not. That's the difference. We made a movie about a reporter who gets sent over to interview someone big and the CIA wants that reporter to take him out. That's the premise of the movie. Kim Jong-un is just a reporter that... Or a figure that everyone knows that no one likes. So it fits that profile.
So then why couldn't you pick a fictional
character? Why couldn't you just make up the name?
It's then because it's not as funny.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Why.
I mean, I get that.
I mean, they could have, and they obviously now, looking back, they should have just named him, you know, Joe Jong Bang, and made him look and have his country look like North Korea.
Because I feel like Borat is a similar, it makes
but there
fun
was
of a lot
huge
of
huge uproar over Borat, too. Right. If you guys remember, people from Kazakhstan were pissed about
absolutely.
Borat. They were very upset about Borat. And it still got released. You know what? Nothing happened. And Borat's a classic. And then I think of things like Team America.
I love Team America.
Like Kim Jong-il's in Team America. But, of course, in Team America, no one's off limits. And it's also, it mocks America more than it mocks anything. But for all we know...
I think that's what, I mean, but in some ways, I guess, looking at it from that perspective, it does show, at least in the previews, how stupid America is that, you know, these two... Everyday Joes were
exactly.
too idiotic to fulfill it.
We never saw this movie. We don't have any idea what the context is.
Well, we don't know how it ends.
Exactly. Well, we know how it ends. They leak the ending. Kim Jong-il gets blown up by a tank and his head explodes.
Cool.
LOL.
LOL.
Yeah. That's how it ends. That's how it ends.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I wasn't up on this,
and that's fine.
Leaked an hour ago news story.
That's totally fine. You don't have to be. It's all right.
I mean, I'm engaged.
You don't recognize your boyfriend or his fiance when he's 20 feet in front of you.
No.
Oh, by the way, Cameron, you missed that.
Awful train wreck
when,
of a story.
When Mark proposed, Katrina didn't even recognize he was there in person until he was, I quote, the same distance from that corner to that corner away from him. So...
She was like, "Yeah, there's just some guy with a beard.
Some yahoo is actually the word she used."
And then I said 20 feet instead of 10.
Yeah.
Because you said this was 10 feet. And I was it might have been a little bit
20
more.
Feet, so much better. Uh-huh.
I know.
But anyway,
I was oblivious.
I don't disagree that obviously hindsight is 20/20, and they should have used some fictional Asian guy and then just, you know, satirized and made it so obvious that it was Kim Jong-un. But then it wouldn't have been. And there still would have been some uproar, but it probably wouldn't have been as pronounced. But this whole thing to me just screams publicity stunt for these hackers. Okay, so let's assume they're from North Korea. And then let's assume that their threats are credible. Which Sony obviously thought that they were credible enough to cancel the movie entirely.
Yeah, altogether.
So that means that there are servants of North Korea in America right now building bombs and thinking about where to plant them.
Anyone from any country could be within our own borders getting ready to build a bomb.
But that's not true, because there's two countries in the world that cannot get into America, Cuba and North Korea. They're
really?
Both embargoed from coming here.
What happened to Florida?
Well, they swim.
That's what I mean.
You can't swim from North Korea.
What I'm saying, though, is that they still get within the borders.
Yes, I'm sure that they smuggle people. But you really think that there's a lot of North Korean terrorist cells chilling out in America when they can't even shoot rockets off in their home country? And they barely even have internet connections.
Well, maybe they'll have better luck if they're in these borders and they mess up than when they're over there.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem plausible. And then the fact that the part that bothers me is that we gave in.
Well, that's...
The terrorists, quote unquote, they won. They won because we gave in to their demands.
Well, that's...
With a silly fucking movie.
Well,
who cares?
And we're all about just in some ways turning tail and running.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Even though we're big and bad saying, oh, we're going to go on the offense and go to war, but
yeah,
when it comes down to it, we're just a bunch of pansies.
And it's illegal. That's another thing, is what they're doing, even terrorist or not, what they did was illegal.
Because hacking, you mean hacking into Sony?
Yeah, if all they were about was stopping the release of the movie, then make the threat. And that's all you got to do, right? Why leak Sony's emails? Why leak celebrity...
What did the emails say?
They leaked months of correspondence from everyone inside Sony. Stuff about movies that would have been unreleased. They released 5 movies to the internet just because they could. And then they leaked all the corporate emails, like emails that executives have sent back about salaries that included aliases that like celebrities use when they check into hotels for, you know, anonymous reasons.
Wow.
Social security numbers of employees, phone numbers and personal addresses of like actors and actresses.
You can stop. That's extensive. That's awful.
It has nothing to do with the interview.
Yeah, no, right. That's where I don't think that those are necessarily North Koreans. I think
what would be
a disgruntled someone who didn't like the movie.
And then they just use the interview as the crutch to do it.
This is probably an ex-employee that got fired within the last few months.
It could be. I mean, it could be anyone. And that's
yeah.
But they're all saying that the FBI or whoever is going to come out tomorrow during a press conference.
Of course they are.
And they're going to say that it was North Korea. And then
we're going to go to war.
And then we're going to go to war. But North Korea, their statement was, this is not us, but we love that they did it. Because obviously.
Of course.
So they said, this isn't us, but we love that they did it. So North Korea even denied it. So now we have to assume that there's some rogue hacker group in one of the poorest technologyless countries in the world.
If we're saying that North Korea isn't great, how do we even know that they know it wasn't them? Like, it still could have been, you know, some group underground that no one knows about within North Korea that did it.
Because North Korea is a crazy place. Like, everything.
So who's to say they weren't a crazy group that did that?
Because, like,
I do think it was too extensive to really be someone from over in North Korea.
But North Korea isn't like other communist countries like China or even Cuba. Like, everything they do is siloed. They have their own internet. They have their own cell phones. They have their own electric grid.
China, yeah.
And they're so poor because...
China's like that.
Well, with the internet, I mean. Like, things like, you can buy an iPhone in China. You can buy...
They make them there.
Yes, exactly. We do trade with China. We don't with North Korea.
Duh.
Yeah.
Like, North Korea is like the 1700s almost. Like, they have electricity and vehicles, but for the most part, it's horrible there.
Right.
And so to think that there's this big technologically advanced group of people sitting in a room in North Korea that North Korea doesn't know about, and of course they could have just denied it. But
well,
they don't
really just not know about it is what I'm kind
I
of...
just I don't think they could. Because
they
everyone there
so
is
close.
So monitored.
Oh, touche.
Like, we were just watching Colbert Tonight, and they no longer allowed people to be called Kim Jong-un.
If you have that name, you have to change it.
You have to change it now. Because that's the only guy in the world that can be named Kim Jong-un.
Huh.
I mean, they're insane over there. And so, even if it is North Korea, and that would probably be a terrifying thought to think of, that they have some type of power digitally, we totally gave in to them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And to put it in precedent of, like, we let ISIS behead journalists because we don't want to give in to their demands. They're actually killing people, but we give in to some anonymous hackers who haven't really done anything.
Well, all they did was they released some social security numbers.
Yeah.
And
that
salaries.
Sucks. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But Seth Rogen changing his email address because people now know who he is doesn't compare to beheaded journalists.
Exactly. to a human life.
Yes. I will say, though, that there's a difference between... They didn't make, like, the government made the call in the journalists.
I agree.
And Sony made the call.
Yeah.
So it's really, I mean, the government has nothing to do with Sony pulling
That's
the movie.
True.
That's Sony's call.
That's totally true. That's absolutely true. But it still sets a precedence that corporations, which control most of America.
The money.
The precedent is now that they give in to the whims of terrorists. So if terrorists are
but
out
I think
there,
at the same time... I think I guess looking from a business perspective, they're saving their own ass because if say even one theater gets bombed, anyone could sue Sony for having no.
And that's what the argument is.
That's the biggest.
It's
thing.
Better to be safe than sorry.
Because then I mean,
but that's the precedent.
You think of $100 million lawsuit in your hand right there.
But they just
for
lost
each
a,
person.
They just lost a $60 million movie. But you're totally right.
But that's I mean they
you're
would
totally
lose
right.
more if.
You're totally right.
10 people died.
And that's the argument, I'm sure, that their board or whoever made, is that it's better to be safe than sorry.
I think that's what
But
I'm...
now I could write a letter to, you know, Fox and say, if you release the new Star Wars, I'm going to blow up every theater. I am X group, you know.
Too bad Star Wars is more important.
I mean, that's literally what happened.
It's the precedence it's setting up.
Yeah.
If any disgruntled person wants to just make a bomb
print. You can't tell me that there's not going to be 100 copycats doing exactly that.
In the future.
Because they saw one that succeeded. They saw that it took over the news cycle. They saw that it's Hollywood and people love Hollywood. It's the Kardashian
it only takes
news.
One.
And that's what happened. So, I don't know. And also, I really wanted to see the movie, so I'm kind of pissed about that, too.
I didn't want to see it in theaters, but I was like, yeah, I'd probably like to see it, you know, just to...
I didn't really want to see it in theaters either. I mean, I would watch it if I was going to the movies and there was nothing else out.
I would say that This Is the End, what was the title?
This Is the End, yeah.
I would say that one looked better, and
I agree.
I think it is better than this one, but I still wanted, curiosity's sake,
The premise of this movie is funny.
And I like to see the CIA girl, like, that looked funny,
who's
that dynamic.
Do you know her?
I do, but I don't know her actual name.
Okay, I just never seen her before in my life.
I think she's from Nick and Nora's.
Was she Nora? Yeah. Okay, because Nick was Michael Cera.
Yeah, I do know that much.
Yeah. One of Colby's favorite movies is Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Really? That doesn't shock me for some reason, like it
Colby.
Should.
Yeah. One of his favorite movies.
That's weird.
Colby's an odd man.
I know. I'm never going to figure that out.
Doesn't really make sense, does it?
No.
Nothing Colby does makes sense.
Of course, I always forget how shy he is, and that's still just is weird.
Yeah.
Yep. So weird.
That's true. Okay. Well,
it's time for another break because we're 14 minutes late.
No, actually, we're 10 minutes early, but
it'll make up for
we'll cram in the... That'll give us some time so we don't have to cram in your marriage stuff.
Right.
And we really need to get to that.
Oh, yeah, because that's...
It's not too late to go back. He's not in the room, Katrina. If you made a mistake...
Well, he's still waiting. He's just like, well, you can always say no.
Blink,
you can still change your mind.
Blink twice if you need an escape. She blinked twice. It was really slow, and they might have been one.
It was one,
winks.
A debate, and two.
Yeah, that was what happened. But anyway, we'll take a break, and we'll be back. And welcome back to...
On the internet.
The show that's...
On the internet.
On the internet. I like echoing. It makes me feel good.
Echo.
Echo.
You're terrible at this echoing
thing.
Welcome to the show. This is segment number three.
Three.
And in this segment, we will be making sure Katrina is prepared for marriage.
Dun, dun.
Drum roll.
That was a terrible drum roll.
It's okay. Everything's terrible tonight. My story, my echo, your drum roll.
Yeah. I just feel terrible tonight.
I have two things here. The first one is a list of six things that you have to be able to honestly answer yes to in order to be prepared for marriage.
Uh-oh. Hold on. I need to see him if he is.
Okay. That's fine.
So, Mark, not
this
yes
one,
no
this one would probably work for both of you. The second one
is just for me.
Is from a group... of psychologists who have written questions for the woman to introspect upon herself and answer.
I'm going to fail this, but I'm going to get married anyway.
So
I'm going to fail it.
Sounds like a great outlook that'll end in happy bliss.
Oh, always. Yep.
All right. Number one.
Ever. Yes.
Number one. We need, first
Mark,
of all,
say yes
we
or
need,
no.
We need some type of, we definitely need that, some type of.
Some music.
Some type
Not
of like,
Jeopardy.
Wedding music. How about this one?
Desert Heat.
That's so depressing. Not the Jew music.
This ain't Jew music.
I know.
Jew music's this one.
Bar mitzvah is what it's called.
Yeah. Actually,
where's this one at?
Number four is probably more.
No.
Oh, goodness.
Please not. Please. Can we go back to the bar mitzvah? Please.
I like how he said number four, but that's definitely number three.
Yep. Candidate. In DeLong.
DeLong. That's why you're getting married, isn't it, Katrina?
You know it.
Anyway. Number one. Expectations. Do you and your partner have the same outlook on what marriage means and what it entails?
No.
Yeah, Mark doesn't look too, he doesn't really look like he has
He's got a smirk.
Do you have any expectation for marriage or... No, you shouldn't. That's probably actually the best thing.
Sorry, I guess we agree, so that's good, right?
The problem is that you have expectations. He knows better because he know you ain't going to live up to any of them. That's the difference.
Oh, that's true.
Number two, it's outlook.
True. Yes.
Do you and your partner share the same life vision?
Yeah, he did. I was going to say, I think so.
Okay. What about like work schedules? Time off, vacations, and friendships.
He shook his head.
Okay, that one's a to-do. Three is compromise.
Oh,
are
yes.
you ready to give up certain aspects of your single life, such as not having sex with other people?
Oh, I don't know.
Merging finances?
I don't know.
Having to check in with someone and the overall shrinkage? Of independence and personal freedom?
No, not the shrinkage! D-Long. I'm gonna, maybe not the finances.
Okay. What about commitment? Can you imagine sitting on a porch with this person in a nursing home? Or changing his or her clothes if he or she cannot do it for themselves?
I already do that for Seth.
We'll not be doing that.
That is true. There's many days I'll lay naked on the bed and say, I'm not leaving unless you dress me.
He does that all the time. It's really annoying. But
then just leave with Adam. Say, screw you.
That's what I hope. And she never does.
I like him too much. I get him dressed.
Why?
She needs me to drive her. Number five is friendship. Do your friends get along and do they like your fiance?
I think all but you.
No?
All but you.
Malia.
I like Mark.
I was thinking about Malia because she wrote congratulations to Katrina and not to Mark.
Yeah.
She did write that.
No, she has a hate relationship with him.
Just a hate?
I thought she was going to say love hate.
Just a hate?
She hates him. That's what I mean.
She hates
him.
Like
Mark
shook his head emphatically.
Well, then, I mean, Trevor, I told her what Trevor said, and she agreed, because Trevor was like, oh.
What did Trevor say?
He's like, does this mean I have to be nice to him now? And I was like, no, but it's appreciated.
I'll never be nice to either of you.
Well, that's expected.
That's just you.
Expectations.
Number six, sacrifice. If you had to give up your favorite activity for this person, are you willing to do it?
What's my favorite activity?
Kegels?
Yeah, because then I can do it with him.
Okay. That's so gross. That's so gross. If you can honestly answer yes to all of these questions, which you couldn't, you may have found the right person, and you may be feeling the marrying bug for the right reasons. But once you say I do, how can you make sure to maintain that I can do it mantra
work.
You live by? Okay, are we ready?
Nope.
So we've already determined.
Can we cut this music, though? I need.
She needs full concentration.
I just need something. No, God, no. Damn you.
But you don't like this? Now you're playing. Oh. Katrina's now taking over the keyboard. Okay. This sad music?
This helps me concentrate. And we're getting therapeutic.
She's sad about marrying Mark.
You ready? These are deep.
The end of my life.
Some of these are really deep. Are you ready for this?
No. I know. You're like eager beaver.
Oh, I read all these to him earlier. He loved it.
Oh, of course you did.
Do most people consider you emotionally mature, able to compromise, a good communicator, share your feelings well, and handle anger constructively?
I would say all but the anger.
You don't handle your anger constructively?
I do not.
Okay. Do you love this...
First question.
Do you love this other person so much that you are willing to put his or her happiness before your own?
Most of the time.
Mark shook his head.
He shook his head no?
Yeah. He was like, no.
He knows. We know. It's his expectations. He knows that I'm not.
This is deep. You ready?
I'm scared.
Really think about this one.
Okay.
Are you marrying out of strength, I know who I am and I'm happy with myself, rather than weakness, I need someone to fill the gaps in my personality?
Well, I mean, I figure knowing me, you know that my personality is pretty lacking, so...
So you failed the second question?
He's got to fulfill my need.
So you failed number three as well? I need a...
pin?
Cameron,
here.
A pin anyway?
Here, I've got one. But I wanted to throw this one at you.
Throw it anyway.
Don't throw it.
I almost landed right on your paper.
So loss, win, loss.
That one was a joke.
No, it wasn't. So you want that one to be a win?
Yeah.
You feel like you know who you are and you're happy with yourself?
Yeah.
All right.
I wouldn't be on this show making fun of myself.
I feel
on
like
a
Katrina's
basis.
Got a pretty strong personality. Now, isn't an outgoing personality?
Can
sometimes
we keep playing sad music?
You're weird.
I am weird, but I accept that I am weird.
That is true.
That feels like a
he has the most random music.
We'll go back. To
why don't you just go to Africa?
We'll go back to this one.
Where's the song that is on her that DVD that Mark used to play all the time? That's what music.
No.
Don't play that one?
No. I will stab you in the eye.
He remembers it.
Oh, yeah. He's laughing. He knows what I'm talking about because he got the full brunt of that.
Next question.
Okay.
Tampons are considered by many to be a sin. If your future husband shares this belief, will you use your pads for unclean time?
He would never ask me to, so that's real relevant.
But would you?
Yes.
All right. It's a win right there.
If you didn't want me to use tampons, I wouldn't. That's essentially what the question was.
I don't
was.
Feel like anyone thinks that.
Have you developed...
so much less sanitary.
That's like the 1940s viewpoint.
Have you developed strong friendships that have lasted over time?
Yes, I mean, we're here after 3 years, right?
This isn't a strong friendship. This is at best a working friendship.
No, because we have proof because just like, what, 30 minutes ago we said how we still agree even though we spent so much time apart.
That's
we're
true.
Still
I'm going to write win on there because you do love your cousins. I wish I was on the screen with the banjo music right now, but I'm not. Are you able to keep commitments and delay your own gratification?
He lives in Michigan. Yes.
You've blown me off a lot when it comes to keeping commitments.
Well, for other people, yeah. Loss.
All right. Loss for that one.
I keep most of my commitments.
You're doing pretty good. You have 4 wins and 2 losses right now.
That's
so you're winning across the board. Are you satisfied?
I'm gonna go downhill now.
Are you satisfied with your position as a wife being submissive to your husband?
Why is that necessary?
That's what it makes a healthy relationship.
No, it does not.
Yeah, Mark expects you to be submissive.
That is not true. I'm an independent.
Submissive, right?
Yeah. Asshole.
That's a loss. Yeah.
She wasn't even submissive to that question.
Yeah. Well, you were her husband, I will give her that.
Okay, that's so counterintuitive to say that.
I feel like this study was done in the 1940s.
No, you can take my question.
No, I just want to read one to say how they're counterintuitive.
What do you mean? Which one?
The are you independent compared to are you willing to be submissive?
Are you married out of strength?
Of my own personality.
Well, no one wants a weak woman. Got to be able to lift boxes and stuff.
But a weak woman is one that's going to be submissive.
No.
That's
why you got to be satisfied with your position now. You got to adapt to that.
Whatever.
Do you struggle? Do you struggle on a regular basis with harmful habits or addictions? Like to alcohol, drugs, or pornography?
No.
It's not necessarily a reason not to marry, but it's something that left untreated can seriously weaken your ability to have a healthy marriage. Just keep that in mind. I'll write a win on there for now.
Okay.
But I know you love your
alcohol. After this show, I'm going to become an alcoholic.
That's okay. You can join me. Is hygiene important to you?
No.
Will you be offended by taking
being
asked to take a shower before all physical activity?
You repeat the question?
Yeah, is hygiene important to you? Will you be offended by being asked to take a shower before all physical activity?
Not offended, but I probably won't do it. I'll do it after the physical activity, not before.
These are some odd questions.
I'm going to write that as a loss, then.
Go ahead. Do whatever you want.
He doesn't want your stinky vage.
Yeah, he does.
Gross.
His face was worth it.
Now, all of these questions following have to do with, is he the right person? Okay.
What were these first ones? Just are you the right person?
Just married.
Am
these
I
are
the
all,
right person?
These are all, self-evaluation questions. These next ones are you marrying the right person?
Okay. No.
Do you share similar basic values?
Yes.
About respecting human life?
Yes.
Fidelity?
Yes.
Commitment?
Yes.
What's right and wrong?
Sometimes.
Honesty?
Yes.
Life goals? He doesn't have any, apparently.
No, I'm his life goal.
Life goal?
It's well established.
Done. Almost. I could still say no.
I feel so bad for poor Mark, who's thinking about his life, and he realizes there's no point, because it's all going to be about you forever.
He knows no better. It's okay.
Mark, if you need a friend
that's not here.
That has whiskey, I'm here for you, man.
He'll provide anyone with whiskey.
And Cameron has mind-altering drugs if you need those.
And females.
And lots of females. Yes. But he'll probably... They'll all be seconds to you.
Yeah, they'll all be
you.
Used.
He has to try them out first, so...
Next question.
I'm going to write that one down as a loss.
No, that one was a win.
All right, that's a win. Does your significant other bring out the best in you? And you and him?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Most of the time.
He brings out the best in you. This is your best right now, what we're witnessing.
No, you bring out the worst in me, so that doesn't really work.
Okay. You counteract Mark's effect.
I'm going to write that down as a win also. Are you physically attracted?
I feel like me getting all these wins is going to be wrong in the end. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's probably bad. Usually if you get this many wins, it means it's the wrong decision. For some reason,
this
seems right.
Go ahead.
Are you physically attracted to this person?
Well...
As long as it's someone with a beard, she doesn't know the difference.
Apparently, yeah.
Within 20 feet? No.
10 feet? Oh my god!
Okay, I'm going to write that down as just a null. It's not a win or a loss, it's just a meh.
She doesn't know what he looks like, so...
Most men do not shave their grundle. Are you prepared for this when you are intimate?
No.
Okay. It's a loss then.
This is really old. A lot of men shave their grundle.
And why is it called grundle? Can we just bring that into effect right now?
What the fuck is a grundle?
Seth found this study from like the 1950s.
What is a grundle? Explain to me.
I assume from context clues it was the private area.
I think specifically it's the taint.
The taint.
The taint. Can you imagine growing old together? You laughed?
No, this is because it's right after the grundle and taint.
No.
Then all of a sudden old together? Like,
Oh, can you deal with his old hairy grundle?
No.
Okay, I'm going to write that down as a loss then, because he's going to have an old hairy grundle. The older you get, the hairier it's going to become, and the less flexible it's going to be. You may have to shave his hairy grundle if you don't like it.
I'd rather shave it and be done with it.
Do you have it. Do your trusted family members and friends support your relationship in a... Oh!
No.
My grundle! Why are you coughing?
I got the herpes.
Do your trusted family members and friends support your relationship and affirm that it's healthy and respectful?
Everyone but my mom.
She ain't important. We've established that on this show, so that's a win.
Yeah.
In fact, that's a double win. The fact that your mom doesn't like it is a double win.
Woohoo.
So.
That counteracts that null up above.
It does, yeah.
Good job.
Woohoo.
Have you come to live with the idea that there are things about you that annoy your future husband?
Like what?
Loss.
Of course.
Loss.
He's saying this right now.
Is that a win or a loss?
What do you think?
It's a win.
All right. He said win. We're writing win in here.
See? Yep. A whole bunch of shit.
Purple pants.
Purple pants.
Do you experience ongoing conflict or worse, violence and abuse in your relationship?
I can't.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Mark feels abuse.
Yeah. I personally do not experience it. I give a lot
of
abuse.
Mark, it says this is a red flag. And you need to slow down and seek advice and help, ensuring your safety if necessary.
I will help you.
I don't know
with
what...
Another blow.
I mean, technically it's a win because you're not suffering it, but I feel like if I write win, I'm encouraging you to continue to beat Mark.
He'll like it.
Okay.
He'll take another blow.
I'm just imagining Mark in a lot of leather now in the bedroom. That's all I can see.
No, that's not necessary. Just handcuffs.
Gross. Cameron likes haircuts too, or he'll be made to later tonight. One of the two. So now you've answered all the questions.
Yep.
Your losses are this. Do most people consider you emotionally mature? No.
No, it's a yes, except for the anger.
It's a loss overall, so.
No.
Another loss is, are you able to keep commitments?
Most of the time.
Nope, that was a loss. Another loss is, are you satisfied with your position as a wife being subservient? Or submissive, sorry.
Same thing.
To your husband. So, that's
no,
all.
Definitely
another loss
not.
Is hygiene is not important to you.
That is out of context.
Yep.
I would not shower before sex.
That's what
I
it
would,
says. It's not important to you then.
That'd be a loss for me too, Katrina, don't worry.
You also are not
well,
prepared.
I take a shower just to get hot and sweaty again.
You're also not prepared for a hairy grundle.
Nope.
That's a loss. And you cannot imagine growing old together with him. So.
No.
Yeah. So,
even though I want to work with old people. Imagine that.
So, Mark, you are currently engaged to a woman who hopes you die young, hope you shave your grundle constantly, will never shower, always boss you around, will always be late, and will just yell at you all the time and be angry.
Yep, that sounds like me, actually.
So if you're okay with all those things, then you're ready to be married.
Ta-da! I'm ready.
Just for the record, yes. You know, just completely...
Where did you get this?
I don't need to reveal my sources, but just so you know, this article says that although it may sound counterintuitive, studies show that cohabitating couples increase their risk of breaking up after marriage. A 46% higher divorce rate.
I actually knew that.
So, you guys are good. And also, cohabitating couples, this is for me and Chris, who have been cohabitating now for over 4 years.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It also increases the risk of domestic violence for women and the risk of physical and sexual abuse for children.
Yep.
And they have lower levels of happiness and well-being compared to married couples.
How old is this study?
I don't know. It's pretty recent, I think.
Yeah. Science.
They have no clue. Yeah.
They're not going to reveal their sources.
Right.
How much does a typical wedding cost?
$25,000 on average.
Many wedding planners will tell you that the average wedding costs between $20,000 and $30,000, but it definitely doesn't have to.
Nope.
Mark was just blown away. Yeah. It's okay. Their family pays for it, man.
It's okay. It's bride family. You got the reception and the honeymoon.
You know, you got to get one of those Asians, like the naked Asians to lay on the table and then you just cover in sushi. I mean, if they're paying for it.
I mean, I don't know about the honeymoon. He just has to plan it. You pay for the honeymoon yourself. But he's got to plan it.
Consider asking friends and family for help on your big day. Having a smaller wedding, if cost is a major concern, or reaching inexpensive do-it-yourself alternatives.
I plan on doing that.
Don't let the perceived cost of weddings keep you from saying, I do.
Of course.
And remember, a wedding is a day. A marriage is a lifetime. There you go.
Thanks.
Here, you just keep that with you so you can always have a record of your life. You know, you can file that away in your divorce papers in 10 years and look back and laugh and laugh and laugh. Yep.
Cool story, bro.
Yep. So, that's it. I guess you're ready. You've been initiated if you want
I'm
that,
so
too.
Ready.
Yeah, frame that.
I'm ready.
Well, that's that. You're engaged. We still haven't really talked about Mark.
No. I kind of feel like he should explain
his side
and what I butchered.
Well,
but I don't really want to give him the glory.
This is our eighth episode.
Yeah.
So,
and
for the last seven episodes, I've been trying to talk about your and Mark's relationship and how healthy it is, and you know what's actually happening with him up in Detroit and what he's actually doing with his life because.
Yep.
Literally
nothing.
I haven't heard about Mark one detail about his life. Since the last time I saw him a year and a half ago.
So what do you remember about his life?
That he was moving to Detroit. That's the last thing I remember you telling me about him.
Yep.
So I wanted to bring it up on this show, and somehow you have succeeded in completely making this about you now.
My wedding. Yeah.
The past doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter what he was doing in Detroit. All that matters now is that you got engaged. So round of applause for you, Katrina. You are an orchestrator of amazingness.
I know.
But
it's hard.
Don't fold these up. What do you do? You need these. These are important.
I'm folding them up so I can put them in my pocket.
And Mark, you keep these for you, man. These are important. You'll need those. You'll need those. My butt hurts so bad.
Your butt hurts every week.
Okay.
Okay.
To redeem myself, we should have Mark on and you can ask him all the questions.
We got a mic for him right over there. You're the one who's got to get him over here.
Move.
He didn't do that.
He's not moving, I don't think.
This is where he gets hit. Yeah. This is where he gets hit.
Is this where you abuse him?
Yeah.
Is this abuse?
But I can't because there's witnesses.
It's being recorded.
I believe that was the inside of Cameron's colon during the last break, if I do recall.
Well, it might be easier going that way.
There it is.
It's going to
make Cameron
move.
Yeah,
Cameron will move.
Because Chris won't move for shit.
I won't.
I don't know if she's able to. Her legs might not work.
I'm kind of dead tonight.
Yeah, couldn't even find shoes in this winter.
I feel so bad right now. I have the worst headache.
No way. He doesn't know what he's doing, so we're going to have to do a mic check. Bear with us.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. We'll Cameron's got this. Cameron's
I
got
know.
This.
I know. I'm just saying.
Is this thing on?
It is.
I think I'm a little low.
No, you're fine.
You can barely hear myself. Oh, there we go. Yeah, I like that better.
You can adjust that all you want. You're number four right there.
All right.
So how's it going? Well, great. How are you, man?
I'm good. It's been fun sitting in the corner listening to Katrina babble.
Yeah, that's usually what it is every week.
That could actually be
he doesn't listen.
That could actually be the name of this show.
Babble. Katrina's babbling.
Yeah, listening to Katrina babble for an hour and a half. That could be
basically
the name of this show.
I contribute.
Do you?
When? It's all about
when,
her.
When do you plan on starting that? Actually, the entire show is about Katrina.
Next week.
Is actually what it is.
That's what it'll start.
In fact,
well,
she
you
just...
have 92 more episodes.
We do. It's going to be a long
anyway,
chance.
So can we stop talking about me? It's not about me right now. It's about him.
Cameron, I'm going to need that. On this board next week, please,
damn
so
it.
I can play that every time.
Damn it.
It's only about her. Can you make that happen, please? All right, well, Mark, feel free to, first of all, I think the most fair thing to do is you correct the horrific telling of the engagement and tell us actually what it was like.
I went wrong at his spiel on how he asked me.
Okay. I went wrong at his spiel on how he asked me, so let's correct.
So, well, let's just start off by saying it wasn't 2 months. It was only 1 month. It was actually more like 3 weeks that she was kept in the dark.
No, my cousin asked me before Thanksgiving. So
Thanksgiving was three weeks ago.
And she knew before then because she asked me a week before
really
Thanksgiving.
Didn't. She only knew like 2 days before she called you and asked you. So to be fair.
You don't know when she asked me. Anyway, whatever.
I do
ahead.
Know when she asked you because she texted me as soon as she called you.
Anyway,
he started telling his part and Katrina just knocks him down.
Also, for
it's
the record,
all about her.
Also, for the record, he lived this part? Katrina did not? Oh, Cameron has muted you.
Uh-oh.
She's still yelling into the mic like it's going to work. That's the best part. No, here we go.
Blasphemy!
Now I can't talk! It's spreading.
Anyway.
Guard your mic.
I actually came down here on, Friday night when I called her. I was actually in Missouri. I told her I was in bed. So she wasn't too happy when she found out about that one. That's just one of the, 50,000 lies I told her in the last 3 weeks.
So she's mad at you for protecting the secret.
Yes.
Okay, that doesn't seem fair.
She actually told me that she hated me.
She says, ma'am, a little bit.
She told me she hated me about 10 times after I actually saw her.
Yes, I'll marry you, but I hate you.
Yeah, exactly.
Just want to make sure
that's
you
what
know
marriage
that.
Is all about, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so. It's about unbridled hatred. That's why you know you picked a winner.
Right?
The live stream right now is so beautiful with Katrina's rage just all over her face. I mean, she's putting on a happy face, but inside she's boiling.
It's just all rage.
Have you
is she still
your
muted?
See if it's on?
I don't know.
Oh, it's on.
Oh, it's on again. Oh.
It's on.
You're not allowed to talk, though.
Let's see how long that lasts.
So, no.
Why is it getting closer? It doesn't need to get closer. You're not going to talk. Move it back away.
I did end up meeting up with my buddy before... Mike Colby, apparently.
Yep.
Don't know what that means, but sure.
Yeah, so, Colby is my Tran. Or
okay.
Your Tran, yeah.
There we go.
It's
all
the
right,
same
now
thing.
I get it.
Yeah.
But, no, I met up with him, and then we surprised Katrina when we walked up. She really did not recognize me.
So sad.
I was kind of surprised. I'm walking up.
I got that part right.
Crushed your spirits.
Right? I know. Yeah. I'm walking up, and she kept looking my direction, and I'm like, okay, now she's going to explode. Oh, wait, she didn't. Nope,
she hasn't
nope.
seen me yet.
She doesn't recognize me. How
is
does she not
blind?
Recognize me?
At any point do you consider turning around and being like, I'm going to start the walk over again at a time where she's more lucid?
Maybe. No.
I was pretty drugged up there.
I was actually thinking about going back to Michigan and trying over.
Maybe this isn't the right time. Maybe when she gets her prescription changed.
Drugs.
So I walk.
That's Cameron.
Not this again.
That's what Cameron does when he agrees or
just wants to,
because he has no voice.
He doesn't. Be a part.
So yeah. I walk up and she did get the whole no part right. She was kind of shocked.
Okay,
that was nice. But I the spiel that she keeps talking about. about a week before I came down here, she asked. She said something about, are you sure you want to be with me forever? And I'm like, I don't know. I'll figure it out when, I'll let you know when I figure it out.
That's a pretty good question for her to ask, too. I mean, in her defense.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that I thought when I saw you engaged. I'm like, Mark's going to be with her forever?
So when
I'm an angry person.
Little did she
That's
know.
That's one of the things you are. Yeah.
Yeah, very. Little did she know that when I actually said that to her, I already had the ring.
Awesome.
But, so I said that, and got down on one knee, and she was all like, no, this isn't happening right now.
He's trying to talk.
I've like, got an appointment no, I need to get to.
I need to go to Topeka to go shopping.
I did not say that.
Just in the back of her head.
Yeah, it really was.
It's totally going to ruin my Topeka shopping trip.
I thought that after he got a fucking knee.
No, but no. So much better. What really pissed me off was when she, I stood up, I hugged her, and as she's hugging me, I can tell her hand is up in the background.
You did not know that till I said.
Oh no, 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 no! I saw it.
She's multitasking during the first hug of your engagement.
I couldn't feel two hands on my back while she's hugging me. I'm like, she's got to be looking at the ring right now.
Do you blame me?
Yes, Mark, that's nice. Yeah, great. Yeah. What? Are you?
That's what it was.
And when
she was literally evaluating if she had made a mistake. 3 seconds, and she's like, is the ring good enough for me? All right.
Although she did say that the ring is good enough for her. So.
Well, it's a very nice ring.
Thank you. I spent quite a bit of money on it.
I would imagine.
And it has words on the inside.
Yeah, it's got words.
It does have words. It was kind of nice. It has words. I like it. That was my favorite touch.
Just don't let her describe
except
it.
Except for the...
The
1.09 carats of diamonds there.
Wow.
He's got to brag. I wasn't going to.
That's pretty good. Chris is going to get like silly putty. If we
I thought about, I haven't told her this.
Don't worry, you're not getting anything.
It'd be a great time to tell her. I was actually thinking about buying a fake ring and getting down on one knee. I'm like, if you really love me, you'll still marry me.
There's no chance.
And
she
then
said yes.
If she said
no.
If she said yes, that's when I was going to pull out the real ring.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I know the woman I'm about to propose to.
Wouldn't it be funny? No.
And this is not going to be funny.
No.
So I decided against it.
Yeah. But you surprising me was not funny.
No, because she told me she hated me like 10 times.
You should have just told her, like, by the way, I'm on my way to propose to you. Don't be upset. You should have just told her that like 2 times.
That's basically what Jake did, my
don't
sister's fiancé.
Cry.
Yeah.
Just don't cry.
You're going to see
did.
A man with a beard.
Did.
It's me. Just be on the lookout.
Oh.
You know, I even trimmed the beard because she didn't like how long it was.
I did not.
Well, the beard excuse doesn't make sense anyway. Because
I haven't seen him in 4 months. I haven't seen him in 4 months.
Yeah, but you've
in
seen
person.
Pictures of him.
But
I hadn't seen him.
Last,
we even video chatted
for
2 weeks.
For the last 6 months, I've had the beard.
That's what I'm saying. I've seen pictures of you two together where you have the beard.
He was really far away.
If I know you have a beard, she should know you have a
right?
beard.
That's
your Jew rage just spit.
I have large cheeks. I'm Israeli. Get off my back.
I'm not on your back, Mom.
Anyway.
Cheeks.
Anyway.
Yeah. I know.
Anyway.
Well.
What else?
I mean.
What else did I get wrong?
I mean, just.
I don't really. You didn't get much else wrong.
Except for the spiel.
Except for the
you
spiel.
You made it sound like it was a big deal.
It was a
like
big spiel.
Like I messed
spiel.
Up everything.
That's
now
just
the,
to get you back for all your rage.
Out.
I know, right?
Should we start a boxing match? Like...
No.
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 Because you know I won't be submissive. It'll be a brawl.
Surprises me every time, and it makes me so mad that it surprises me because I should expect it. That's the worst part of it. It's not that it just interrupts the show. It's that I don't expect it.
What was that?
You know what, Cameron? This is for you. Everyone blame Cameron for this.
I hate you, Cameron. My rage is now directed at you.
Such a jerk.
And you still jumped.
I know, I hate it. I even saw his hand move.
Okay.
No, we got 5 seconds left.
No. Okay, we're done. It's done. Thank you.
All right. Well.
Hey, no noises from Detroit, please.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know he's going to have to.
Where's the dogs barking?
I don't know.
He lost the dog.
There's a that, horse. That's not, as close as I can
there's
get.
No horses in Detroit.
What is
attitude?
Yeah, that's what I was just gonna say.
What is I?
I. Oh, that's one of your theme songs.
Oh, okay. Don't do that.
That's your theme, Katrina. I just got engaged, and I'm hugging my boyfriend and looking at my ring.
Thanks.
Yeah, I wouldn't play that unless you really want to see The Rage.
Oh, I've seen The Rage. I'm not scared.
Oh yeah, he knows.
Yeah.
3 years of this.
Yeah.
He got this.
I've got the look. I just learned to look away. Just move on. Do a lot of this. I just. That's all I gotta do.
He doesn't have an Ian cat, so I'm happy.
I don't.
So sad.
I bet it's on here somewhere.
It makes me happy. What were you gonna say?
I usually just go to another room.
He just leaves her alone. He just gives me space.
That works.
He knows what to do.
That works.
Yeah. I start playing video games. And then she gets mad because I'm playing video games.
That makes me mad.
Mm.
Okay, you can stop looking for that.
No, I think I'm going to find it. Oh, look at this.
Yeah. I'm going to. Yeah.
We're actually, it's time for break anyway. But
woohoo!
Mark, do you feel like you've successfully defended your honor?
No.
Do you want to correct anything else before we take our final break here?
I can't, because she'll just keep yelling.
Okay.
I won't.
She will. We know. We know. Mark, we're on your side.
I'll promise.
Yay.
I promise I'll be quiet.
We've had,
Cameron's on my side. See?
We've done about 80 episodes now. People know.
They know.
People know. Some reason they like her, but people know. Just like you.
Who couldn't like her?
Generally me, most of the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Other than that. Yeah.
Except for Templeton.
We're going to have to retire Templeton.
No, never.
We're going to have to come up with a new name, because now not only is there our illegitimate love child, he's our illegitimate affair love child.
He came first. He came first.
Templeton's been like five now.
Mm-hmm. Templeton's really old.
That's what I was thinking.
Templeton's going to be
We've been doing this more than 3 years.
That's
I said
scary.
Three, and it's been like four.
We started in June of 2011? Want to say?
Yeah.
It'll be 4 years this summer, because we'll be 2 years in March.
Yeah.
If we get custody, I want child support.
All right.
All right, good.
And that's fair.
If we get
custody.
Well,
she's got the master's degree, too, so.
I know. She's making all the money.
Yeah.
For both of you.
I'm going to be a stay-at-home dad.
Sounds like you'd be good at that.
No.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Drink beer all day.
Well, she definitely can't be the stay-at-home mom.
No.
No.
Could you imagine her surrounded by children all day?
That baby would end up in the toilet.
I would be.
Oh my god!
I'd be pulling a lot of overtime.
To stay away from me.
All right, we're
love you, babe. Thanks.
Right. Well, congratulations, you two.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you still got to make it like 2 years for you even get married.
Yeah.
So good luck.
One and a half.
Well, you basically got to double the time you've been dating. And,
yep.
And then you get married, and then
then
you do it times 50. Forever. All right. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Oh, are you still talking? We're back on the show now.
She's not prepared because she's telling other people, you don't have to talk. Don't talk.
Well,
give me
Mark
all the
just
time.
Like, well, am I still going to be on? I was like,
she
well,
never
still
wants people
there.
To talk.
This show can never be on the radio because we don't know how to come back from a break.
No.
Because you imagine if someone just flips
to
the radio
fair,
and this is what they hear after the commercial.
To be fair, you've messed up before.
Never.
Yeah, I distinctly remember it happening within the last 3 months.
Well, we've got a little under 2 minutes left before we have to leave.
No, no, don't go.
So some things we didn't talk about today is the change in Hollywood, you know, based on Lord of the Rings. John Hopkins mistakenly sends yes
to
100
That's the one that didn't make
access.
Sense to me.
Well, John Hopkins is a famous medical university. And so they're very selective, and they accidentally sent acceptance letters to a bunch of people that aren't actually accepted.
Right, no, I got that, but then it was like the next sentence later that didn't make sense.
I don't read those, I just read headlines. I'm an American. And then we have a bunch of maps that were never used, and then a study proves that men are dumber than women.
We already know.
Not true. So.
Katrina just looked at him.
The study was probably written by women. That would be my guess. Well, they're from Britain, so obviously. Nope, nothing.
Nope. Where's the cricket sound?
All right, well, anyway, 1 minute left. So, thanks for watching the show, everybody.
What are you doing for 1 minute?
I was going to sign off and say watch us next week. And
Katrina ruined it, though, with interrupting.
I was really going to get in the flow there. She's like, hey, shut up.
Yeah.
I'm not talking.
We never have time. I don't know what to do with time.
Well, you're slowly sucking it all up where we're back to not having time.
That's the point.
No. Cameron.
Go.
Bastard. Okay. Well, we're going to be gone for 2 weeks, so we'll be back on January something. I don't really know the date. It's the Wednesday after the first of the year, so... That's when we'll be here. But otherwise, yeah, check us out. Listen to our back catalog. Have a great Christmas, everybody.
Did he come back?
Yeah, he can be here anytime he wants. Yeah.
He won't be.
That's fine.
That means I have to stay an extra day.
You're leaving on the 8th. The 7th is a Wednesday.
We got 3 seconds left or something.
Okay,
I said 7th or 8th.
All right, bye, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
On the Internet is a production of Duo, executive produced by Seth Neiman and Cameron Wolford. I hope you enjoyed your time today. Please come back and join us next time on the Internet. Logging out now. Goodbye.